Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there, you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also, be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message.
Hello, everybody. In today's episode, I brought on Andy Shin with Easy Repair Hotline and Ray Hespin from Property Meld. And graciously, both gentlemen have decided to come on the show with me so we can talk about Easy Repair Hotline and how it integrates perfectly into Property Meld. And what you're really going to hear from this episode is they have several levels of support that can make your life easier and allow you to do what you should be focusing on, which is growing your company. Maintenance is something that we firmly believe in, so definitely go heavy, and you're going to hear me talk about this. But once you have that solution set up, then you can turn towards the growth factor again. So let's have a listen and hear what they have to say. And welcome to another episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's episode, I am blessed and lucky to have Ray Hespin and Andy Shin on. And Ray was very accommodating. Last minute, decided to agree to my invite to jump on the show because I really wanted to interview Andy Shin about the Easy Repair Hotline system. And Andy was my main guest, and Ray just happened to be around. And I had, hey man, you got to come on because it ties in nicely to both of what you guys are talking about. So again, I have Andy Shin and Ray Hespin on the line here with me. Andy, go ahead and say hello and give us a little bit about Easy Repair.
Hey, thanks, Brad, for having me on. Yeah, so Easy Repair Hotline, we coordinate maintenance and we take emergency calls for property managers. And, you know, I was a property manager myself. And when I was growing my business, maintenance coordination was the biggest thing that got in the way of my growth. And circumstances kind of came together for me to where I was able to sell my property management business and start up Easy Repair a few years ago. And it's been great.
Yeah, there's definitely a need in the market. And the reason Ray's on the show is because Property Meld, which I'm a huge fan of, has been from the very beginning, fully integrated into Easy Repair Hotline. So Ray and Andy, please kind of go through that dynamic. Ray, give us a couple minutes about who you are, what you do, and then talk about the dynamic of how that works with Easy Repair.
Yeah, so Property Meld was essentially started to automate a lot of the mundane tasks for property management maintenance coordinators. So the following up process for maintenance is very tedious. It takes a lot of time. So basically what our software does is it automates the scheduling, the coordination, the verification of completion, the follow-up, and really provides a great way to communicate without having to do it on the phone call, which is kind of on its way out in a lot of instances anyways. So essentially, that's what we do. And Andy can probably tell the story. Andy actually came to us, and it was a great little brainchild.
It's kind of funny because Property Meld started about the same time as we did, Brad. So we were both brand new companies, and I was doing Facebook ads to property managers, and I got... You know how you can post on somebody's ad, and somebody went in there and posted something on my ad that I guess was kind of a bad thing. They're basically saying don't do this, try Property Meld, and I thought what the heck is Property Meld? And so I decided to look into it. You know, first I thought they must be a competitor doing the same thing we're doing, and when I looked at it, I realized it was a really cool software coordination. And I said there's a fit here. We've got to team up somehow. So I reached out, and Ray and I connected, and yeah, we've been working together more than a couple of years now, Ray.
Yeah.
I love it. So as some of you may know, we do run a management company here. I have RentWorks here in San Antonio. We're expanding into Austin now. And we employ both Ray and Andy's products and they work seamlessly together. Now, it's not the full-blown big dog product that you guys offer. We do mostly, we'll get into it, but we mostly just do the nights and weekends calls. However, the property meld side has been a game changer. And to talk you through a little bit about that and to tie that into Andy is we're looking to set up several other companies that are going to be vendors for our own company. And in doing that, the only reason we're actually looking at this now is because of property meld and the scheduling features. And it ties right into Andy because we were just talking about this a few minutes ago off the air, is we potentially may want to tie into them to use some 24/7 call services, maintenance services to tie it all together to make one giant new vendor that's going to service our homes. Because we're getting to that point now. I mean, everybody goes through the ebb and flow of insourcing, outsourcing. You know, you're so little in the beginning, you have to outsource everything. And then as you start to grow and start to see the revenue, you're like, why am I sending out $200K every year to this when I can insource it and actually control the quality better and get, you know, potentially make a profit on it. So stealing some of your thunder, I do want to talk and swing back towards Andy. And let's talk about Easy Repair and talk about how it works, kind of give us the five W's a little bit, and then talk about kind of the main focuses for property managers and what they should be asking you.
Definitely. You know what, Brad, when we started up a few years ago, all we did was full service maintenance coordination. That means we take the place of a maintenance coordinator in your office, except we're working 24/7, and we do everything, including owner approvals, everything branded under your company's name. And that was our core product. But as you might imagine, over the last couple of years, we got a lot of people asking, well, you know, would you do after hours like we're doing with you guys? And, you know, what would you do, just call receiving for us, or would you do just dispatching for us? So we ended up adding a few products. We've got four products now, one of them that specifically teams up with Property Meld in a single priced product, although we have Meld customers on all of our product lines. And that's kind of how we work. So it's been great because most of our customers are full service, but we've been able to service the other market too, of folks who don't need full service, but they need some sort of help. Everybody needs after hour weekend help if you're mm-hmm. a property manager. So we can provide all of those avenues.
I remember when we first did that, as we started to grow, it was in 2013 over the July 4th holiday. We finally implemented a company that does after hours. And that was a game changer for us. I've said that before, but it was just a revelation of all that stuff off of our shoulders. And we were still a smaller company, 100, 200 homes. But that was a huge deal just to get those nights and weekend calls off of our plate. And you offer that as a very nice point of distinction, point of difference to your competitors, is you offer legitimate 24/7 answering service, even after hours. And so I'm a big believer in going heavy on maintenance, meaning heavy staffing, heavy resources, throwing a lot at it, because maintenance equals renewals. Good maintenance equals good renewals. And Ray had a stat for me the other day, and Ray, I'm going to put you on the spot to repeat that stat. It was something to the effect of, yeah, I know you do. It was something to the effect of the number one reason why people don't renew, and I wanted you to expand on that.
Yeah, so the number one reason, other than rent price, so if you increase your rent price, that's the number one. But the one right behind that is the maintenance experience for residents. So it's 31% of non-renewals cite maintenance as the main reason as to why they didn't renew. It's huge.
Wow, think of that. If you had 31% less turnover, that could be that much more renewals. And we're starting to see that now. And I don't know if it's a necessarily direct effect, but just recently we're looking at our numbers and we're experiencing a 2/3, 66%, roughly 68% renewal rate right now. It's crazy. So it's actually a good thing because, you know, in a high turnover market like we are with Military City, we get a lot of rollovers, but we're still seeing a very high renewal rate. And I think a part of that is going to be, or has been, attributed to the maintenance success, especially with Property Meld, especially now with Easy Repair Hotline doing our backup. And so circling back to Andy, I want you to talk about the full service stuff and how that works. So if a property manager says, I'm so busy through the day, I'm my own person, I'm my own one-man person, one or two staffers, I need somebody to help do all the maintenance. Talk us through how you and Ray handle that challenge.
Hey, just to comment on the other point real quick, that's going to become more of a factor, these maintenance renewals, because so many of the millennials are renting by choice. So you've got the opportunity to have somebody who's going to be in a place a long time. It's not like the old days where it's circumstances or it's military and they're leaving at a set date and you're going to lose that renewal. You've got the opportunity to retain people for a long period of time if you do a good job. And maintenance is the number one thing you've got to do a good job at to make that happen. And that's what we try and help with full service. So full service coordination. is doing everything on the day-to-day maintenance side. We're using your vendors, right, as a property manager. So you're still going to have your vendor management piece and all the things you do in the billing and the paying the vendors and all that. But all that stuff in between, the day-to-day maintenance coordination, we're taking off your plate, from taking the phone calls 24/7, the online requests 24/7, doing the diagnostics with the tenant. Try and save a service call. We'll send them, especially with Meld. Meld is great. We can send them a YouTube video on how to crank their garbage disposal. You know, try and save having to send a plumber out. We don't need to. And then if we do need to send a vendor out, we're sending that vendor out. We're working with your homeowner. We're getting approvals on estimates with your homeowner as needed, all branded as your company. So it's just like you've got a maintenance coordinator in your office that's going to be less expensive than hiring a maintenance coordinator, and that's working 24 hours, 7 days a week with no days off. You don't have to worry about employee management and sick days. We're staffed all the time. So that's what we aim to provide to property managers.
Tell us about the software integration. As far as, are you able to access our software?
Yeah, absolutely. So what happens is, as long as you're on a cloud-based software and even Rent Manager, because of its tie-in to Property Meld, we can work in that as well. But yeah, we work directly in your software. If you're a Property Meld customer, which you always recommend, or we're going to work right in Meld. If you're not a Property Meld customer, we're going to work right in your cloud-based software. But that means, and when I say work in there, that means we're creating the work orders in there. We're communicating with the tenants and owners through there. We're doing file notes in there. Everything's in one place. Again, just like if somebody was sitting in your office.
Rattle those off for us. So which softwares are we talking, just to get the complete list off the top of your head?
Yeah. So the big ones, AppFolio, Buildium, Propertyware.
Rent Manager.
Rent Manager, exactly. Rent Manager, we work with, but you got to be on Meld, which is great because you want to be on Meld anyway for that integration. But any of the cloud-based software, including Yardi's new product. And
that's a big change, because necessarily that wasn't that way with other vendors. They weren't going to touch your software. And so that's a neat change that we've seen. I think that's going to be very important, so they can actually do what you're doing. And I love how you describe it on your website as more of like the 80-20 solution. Okay. People need to understand that it's not going to be a set and forget. You don't ever have to touch it, but they're going to handle 4/5 of the work, and you have to only do 1/5 of the work now to potentially approve a major event or answer an escalation. And so I like how you describe that on your site. Is that pretty accurate, how I just paraphrase it?
I think so. And you know, it's like I said, I mentioned the vendor management piece and the paying the bill stuff. But yeah, you're right, because even on the day-to-day stuff, maybe you've got an owner who's just not approving a water heater replacement that needs to be replaced. Yeah, we're not going to just leave you out of the loop on that. We're going to loop you into that, help us out with that situation. So,
and everybody can set up their own protocols for after hours maintenance. So yeah. you work them through that, you integrate that, you implement that into their system to where it's not an emergency for an air conditioning repair when it's 70 degrees out, right?
Exactly.
It's an emergency when it's 100 degrees out or 90 or whatever your threshold is for your market. And the same holds true for a heat and cooling thing or heating thing. It's not an emergency if it's, again, 50 degrees out or 60 degrees out to have every heater in your home go out. And I'm sure your technicians that are answering the phones can talk them through some of this stuff. It's, we've seen all kinds of funny things that go on with maintenance. We had a couple people that will give you a real life story. So this was 2 summers ago. We had a tenant that's no longer in one of our homes. They were gaming the system. And what I mean by that is they would wait till after hours. They would call the after hours hotline and say, my air conditioning's not working. And they would get somebody dispatched over there, okay, because they said it's not working. So we're trying to do a good job, do good service. We get our guys to go over there at 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and they discover that there's nothing wrong with it. And so they don't fix anything. And the same thing happened the next day. So what we figured out was the tenant was actually just trying to avoid having to take a day off of work or an hour off of work to meet a technician there through the business day. And they're calling the after hours maintenance hotline to get to somebody there and then claiming it was an emergency.
Wow.
We put in some systems since then to clearly catch that. And we deferred in some of those after hours charges. We deferred that. And Ray, you're giggling, so you must have.
I literally heard one yesterday, man. And one of our customers told me they had a repetitive issue of people submitting maintenance requests for the toilet handles are missing. like I said, we've had like a real problem in this building of the toilet handles disappearing. I'm like, what? That's it. I said, I got to write this one down. This is good. Literally, I heard that yesterday. It was pretty great.
You'll get all kinds of stuff in this business, definitely.
I'm telling you, we had an air conditioning call. This is 3-4 summers ago at least. And so we sent somebody out, fixed it. And nobody, you know, I'm sure everybody gets tired of hearing war stories, but so we send everybody out there to get fixed. It's summer. It's 95 here in San Antonio. And so the AC repair got done. Technician confirmed it. The tenant calls back and says, I'm not happy with the air conditioning repair. Well, why? Well, the garage isn't cooling. The garage isn't cooling. Okay.
Hey, if you find the AC person that can make my garage cooler too, like send them my way.
Yeah. Yeah. We had to kind of giggle about that one because nobody cools the garage in here. None of the garages are insulated unless you live in a $4 or $5 million home, but you know, we're not going to manage those. So the average home doesn't have an insulated garage. That's kind of the point of my story. And, you know, to some, they'd be like, they would look at you like the RCA dog. I don't get that story, but for us, it just it resonates immediately. Like, what are you talking about? The garage?
Well, Brad, that's the cool thing about our product and our after hours product as well, because our primary thing I mentioned to you, all we sold was full service when we started. Most of our customers are full service. And we use the same team for all of our products. So that person answering at 2 a.m. is somebody who normally is handling full service maintenance coordination. They know what it means when you send a vendor out when you shouldn't have an emergency call. They understand that call is just nonsense that you just mentioned. And they know how to deal with that. So it's, and I've got former property managers on staff. I've got two active licensees. We always keep active licensees on staff so we know that we're in the know in the industry. So this isn't call center stuff. This is different than hiring and answering. It's one of those answering services that answers everything, or hiring a company that specializes the after hours on after hours than they have during the day. We're the only company that I'm aware of that has a full service maintenance coordinators answering that 2 a.m. phone call for you.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. That's impressive, because the other side of that is just you have somebody answering the calls at nights and weekends. And back to those protocols, people can set up their own exact specifications for what they consider an emergency. So it can differ from market to market. And essentially, we treat it like a triage, to where if there's a gushing water leak, okay, we're going to send whomever plumber, we have a batting order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're going to send whatever vendor we can reach over there to triage your property as best as we can. If it's on fire, don't call us, no 911. But if it's something that we need to get over there and fix right away in the evening time frame, we will. But for the most part, I'm telling you, I would think we get maybe one a quarter that's actually a real emergency. For the most part, all those repairs are pushed through the next business day that we can handle as routine repairs. Just people call in when they get home from work and discover, or they forget, like, oh yeah, my toilet is broken. I need to call because I just got home from work at 7 p.m. Well, our office is closed, but they can reach the 24/7 maintenance hotline and at least submit a work order. And with the property meld system, it's making it easier to submit those work orders to create less calls, but we still have that backup, and it's still a great point of difference for us as a property management company.
Well, so, the thing is, a big part of what we do is de-escalate those phone calls. So when we get those calls that aren't emergencies, our guys are really good at understanding how to talk the tenant off the ledge if they need to, and how to end that conversation with the tenant feeling good about services coming next business day.
And you have a staircase of services. I wanted to open up to you here to kind of talk us through kind of the high level, low level, mid level, all those kind of service levels you have.
Definitely. So we talked about full service maintenance coordination. Let me talk about the next level down, though, because it's really cool. And this is the one where we teamed up with Property Meld in one price. We do a product called Automation Plus. And Automation Plus is get you most of the way to full service. What it does is it puts us easy repair on the front end of every work order that's coming in, and doing what I'd call the day one activities, the troubleshooting we've talked about. So trying to save a service call, getting the vendor out, coordinating with the owner if you want us to let them, just to let the owner know that they've got a work order on their property, we're sending somebody out. Everything you would do at the front end of a work order, and then putting it into Property Meld. And the great thing about Property Meld, anybody who's using it, Brad, you know this, it saves you an enormous amount of time on the follow-up. So we're doing all the front end, easy repairs, doing 100% of that. Property Meld's helping you with a follow-up. So all of a sudden, you're getting 80% of the way to full service for a lot less than 80% of the price. And it's just a one price, covers the software and covers easy repair. And we started selling it since January. And since January, it's been our biggest seller.
That's impressive. So you guys have teamed up on that. Ray, do you want to comment on some of those things you just mentioned?
Yeah. So as kind of, I mean, our whole thing that we really wanted to focus on with Property Meld is automating the follow-up. So, you know, we're just a software company, so it still requires the human element on the front end. Obviously, there's stuff that can happen during the repair, but the nice thing, kind of as Andy's mentioned, is if you have something on the front end like Easy Repairs Automation Plus, they'll do the troubleshooting, the triage, everything up front. I mean, our software takes it from there and in most cases can automate all the coordination, verification of completion and follow-up all the way through till that resident's happy.
So here's a off-the-wall question for you guys. I just thought of it. So have you thought about building in a survey system where Andy's team potentially calls after a work order and implements a after-action review survey to get some sort of SurveyMonkey or on-the-phone survey, NPS, Net Promoter Score? Have you guys talked about doing that? And this is a completely off-the-wall question. I didn't warn you about it. I'm just thinking about it and just throwing it out there to see if that would be something you guys could implement.
I can tell you, data is the thing that we look for everywhere. We want to be able to provide data on service speed, quality of even your own personnel, quality of your vendors. So we haven't really necessarily, we've got a way that we can track our vendor and technician performance, but not so much after the triage or troubleshooting. So it's an interesting thought, Brad.
Yeah, we have to look into that. Andy, you should look into that, see if you could do something like that.
I'm sure we could. We've got the customer on the phone and we usually have a pretty good idea whether they're a customer that's happy with how the process is going at that point.
Because here's our experience with that is if you have a leaking something, like a leaking bathtub, okay, and you get a plumber over there to fix the leak, he fixes the leak, which is that work order. However, as you know, to get into the leaky repair, they had to go through the sheetrock. And so now the sheetrock is missing. There's a big hole in the sheetrock next to the plumbing. And so in our system, we're thinking, oh, the repair's done. The plumber got done and all that. It's completely closed out. In the tenant's mind, they're looking at a gaping hole in their sheetrock. But in our system, we're thinking, oh, the repair was done and completed. That's where we sometimes, not a lot, this we got through that with you guys and we fixed that issue. But we could see, I'm trying to illustrate one example of how one work order actually is two in theory. And so this is a good time for you guys to comment on that.
Well, and I'll tell you, Meld helps with that, because anything that's open that you don't realize is open, first of all, it's so easy for the tenant to communicate through Meld. You're going to find out about those things. But it's also sending, you know, you talk about talking to the tenant on the phone, but Meld's sending them a closed work order email that's a survey, but it's also asking, verifying that the work's done. That's the tenant's opportunity to say, yeah, it's great, but we've still got this drywall repair. And then Easy can step in and create another work order for that.
No, it's very cool. Okay. I like it. I knew they were doing that. I just didn't really know how to explain it. Ray's like, yeah, whatever, Brad, just go back to podcasting.
He's like, my developers are going to be angry. They're just here in work right now.
The good idea fairy blesses me sometimes.
I love it. Well, I love the NPS score that you guys do too, Brad. I mean, I think it's, like you said, I mean, you got to invest in the process. And the only way that you know if the process is doing well is by measuring it. You have no clue if you're doing a good job if you don't measure it. So it's 100% valid point.
Yeah, the Net Promoter Score has been a big thing for us. We really wanted to hone in on that more this year through more phone surveys, through making sure the customers are happy, because it's the only way to quantify your service levels. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, this is a service business. We're servicing our owners, tenants, and vendors, making sure that the vendors get paid, making sure that the tenants have access to get to the vendors, the work orders that they need. So at the end of the day, we are a service-based business, as you two are as well. So we all understand that to make it a good experience in working with us.
Well, and Brad, let me talk. So we talked about Automation Plus. Let me just talk you through the other couple programs we haven't talked about, and they're call receiving programs. So we've got the all calls program and the after hours program. They're the same thing, except all calls is all hours and after hours is just your after hours, weekends, holidays. But what we do in those programs is we take the phone calls off your plate. So we're taking all of your maintenance. An emergency, we'll go ahead and dispatch it. If it's not an emergency, we're still putting it into your software for you, and we send you an email template, let you know what we did or why it was or wasn't an emergency, and you guys just take it from there. But it's a cool program, because if you've got the phone ringing off the hook and in maintenance. And some companies, we've got more calls than others from tenants. Some have more coming in online. But if you've got calls coming in, you can just take that whole thing off your plate. And all of a sudden, everything's turned into an online work order for you by us. And we've got the emergencies covered for you.
So let me ask you this, Co. A couple things, two questions. So do you have an ideal company size that you work with? Or is this something where somebody could call into you and say, Andy, I'm this size. We want to be this size. And then you can recommend a service to them. Kind of give us your answer there if they call in and tell you what they are.
Yeah, definitely. So some of the companies start off with one of our call receiving programs because maybe they're 50 doors and they've sort of got the work under control, but they just don't want the phone calls because they're sitting with a new client and they can't be waiting for a maintenance call that's coming in. That's an emergency, right? So they might call receiving with the intent that later on, once they get over 100 doors, then they bring us on for either automation plus or full service coordination. So we've got a lot of those. I mean, a good number of our full service clients are clients who started off with one of our call receiving programs, upgraded later on. As far as ideal size that we work with all sizes. We price at 100 minimum, but if you're 50 doors and you want to get rid of after hour calls, it's still a pretty reasonable price to do that. And then we've got in the umpteen 100 doors range for folks on all of our products. So yeah, we've got a pretty good range. You know, for us, I mean, I think the selling point is if you're smaller, you can't hire a full-time maintenance coordinator, right? But you can hire us because we scale with whatever size you are, and it's going to cost you $800 a month or whatever if you're a small company to get that whole 24/7 maintenance coordinator that you couldn't hire. You're not big enough to hire. And if you're big enough to hire, maybe you're big enough for a few maintenance coordinators, put some numbers down on what salary costs you, what benefits cost you, and Easy Repair is going to be a serious cost savings for you.
So let's talk next step. So somebody's listening to this podcast and they're like, okay, it's go time. I want to talk to Andy's a little bit more. How do they engage with you? Where do they find you?
Yeah, so a few places, our website. So our website is easy. The letters easy, repairhotlinellc.com. And you can see all of our products on there in a description. You can schedule an appointment on there with us to talk to one of our sales folks and talk about how you can work with Easy Repair. Yeah, and you can always reach out to me direct at Andy@ And it's the web address, Andy@EasyRepairHotlineLLC.com. And then our main phone number, let me give that out, Brad. It's 800-488-6032. So any of those methods are great ways to reach us. We're easy to reach. And setup time on the call receiving programs is really quick. On the full service or automation plus, you can be up and running in a couple of weeks for most companies.
Oh, so that's one of my other questions. How long do you think implementation would take once they say go?
Yeah, so it 2 weeks plus, depending on the size of your company, for a full service plus client. Call receiving programs are literally three business days. We're up and
running. Okay, very easy. So as with all of our vendors and hosts that are, or excuse me, guests that we bring on, we always ask them to throw out a vendor code. So let's hear the discount code BRAD. So somebody calls you up and says, hey, I heard you on the podcast for that Property Management Mastermind show. Talk them through the initial discount you can offer.
Yeah, absolutely, Brad. And I think you're going to like it. Your listeners are going to like it. We don't do a lot of discounts, so we're doing something for this show. We're doing 30% off the first month, and we think that's significant. It's really significant for a large company. The other thing about that is we're a month-to-month agreement. There's no contracts, so you're almost risk-free that first month. Put it this way, we're not making any money on that first month. So try us out for a month. It's 30% off, and it's just month-to-month after that.
I like it. That's the gateway drug to get you in and make you realize that it's so good.
Well, you're going to like it. We're putting a lot of faith that you're going to like the product, because if we had a lot of 30% off 1 month clients, we wouldn't be able to run a business here. But we think people that try us a month are going to like what they see.
Our listeners appreciate that. And I think, you know, my endorsement as well, I really like using you guys. We're tied nicely into Meld, and it's really been a good system for us. I just think that it's something that people need to hear more about. So I'm hoping you guys are very successful and continue that success. So gentlemen, this has been a great episode. I really appreciate your time here. It didn't take very long to get a lot of this information out there. It's going to be a shorter episode than what we might be used to. However, I thought we put a lot out there. And Ray, thanks for the last minute invite. I kind of dropped this on you within like 12 minutes of notice.
Hey, I'm responsive.
Always ready. The minute man to get on TV.
Anything,
right? Andy, this has been a great episode. I appreciate your time here. And so we'll put in the show notes how to get in touch with you. Gents, been appreciate you coming on, and that's all we got from here. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Talk to you, Ray.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.